Good morning, and welcome to the Sunday School. It's a privilege to be able to come here this morning and to tell you about the Lord Jesus. We're going to start off by singing a few songs, and thankfully I know a lot of you don't have hymn books, but I did bring one, and I also have the gospel sheet. And if I don't know it, maybe somebody else does. So does anybody have a favorite song you'd like to sing? 29. The books of the Bible. Genesis. Who here was paying attention when I was singing? Did you notice what I did? I made a mistake. And our verse today is, be sure your sin will find you out. So did you know that I just made a mistake that each and every one of you found out that I made that mistake? Okay, who has another favorite song? 101. Oh, that's a good one. Wide, wide is the ocean. Does anybody know the motions for that? What? Very good. How about somebody on this side? Which one? What? My heart was dark within? All right. I have to find that one. All right. Number 62. My heart. Over on this side. 17.
Jesus alone can save. No name else is given
Maybe one of the kids hiding, maybe they're too shy to sit up front, and maybe somebody sitting in the back a little bit. 88. Oh, that's a good one. Number 88. There once was a wild little donkey. Anybody else? 79. Shall we gather at his coming?
Shall we gather at his coming? When the dead in Christ arrive, shall we hear the Savior calling to his lonely
Thank you.
That was a very good song, and it had an important message. It said that the Lord Jesus is coming back, and there are people who are going to be happy when he comes back, and there's people who are going to be sad when he comes back. And you know, when I was up here, I noticed there were people who were happy when they were singing this song, and there were people who did not look very happy when we were singing this song. And that's sad, because we should be happy to see the Lord Jesus if we have our sins forgiven. But if we haven't had our sins forgiven, well, then it's a very scary thing when the Lord Jesus comes back, because he's going to come back in judgment. And that means we're going to get in trouble for all the bad things we did. And so we can either be happy when the Lord Jesus comes, if we have our sins forgiven, or we can be sad because he's going to come back and he's going to judge us for each and everything that we did wrong. Okay, you've had your hand up for a long time. We'll close with this one for the singing part. Which one would you like? What?
12 disciples.
Okay. Maybe we'll just sing the first verse. There were
12 disciples.
Very good. Maybe before we go any further, we'll ask the Lord Jesus for his help, okay? Let's close our eyes and let's talk to God. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come and tell boys and girls, maybe some bigger boys and girls, and maybe some grown-ups too, about your love toward them and how you see everything that we do, and that we need to have our sins forgiven, and that you provided a way that that can happen. We just pray for blessing on the Sunday school in your name. Amen. Okay. Who here learned the memory verse for this week? And I promise if you say it, you can pick out a sucker. We didn't give out papers last week. Oh. Maybe you can say another verse, or maybe you can learn one in between and tell your parents. And if you learned a verse, you can come up and get a sucker, and I'll leave it up here. But the verse that was for this week was Numbers 32:23. And it said, Be sure your sin will find you out. Now, there's some words in there that we don't use a lot sometimes. Who here can tell me what sin is? Something bad that you did. Yeah. Sin is doing our own will. So it could be maybe we told a lie. Maybe we hit our brother or our sister. Maybe we took a cookie when mommy and daddy weren't looking. Sin is anything wrong that we do. And it says, be sure your sin, okay, will find you out. What does it mean, will find you out? Anybody know? You answered the last one. It will come out and everybody will know. It will come out of you once you get saved. That's true, but that's not what the verse is talking about. Anybody else?
It will reach out to you and hold on to you, and also to mean that it will come to light.
It will come to light. There we go. It will come to light. You know, sometimes we do bad things. Well, we had a couple people who tried to answer, so we'll give them some suckers. They did a good job. It means that even if we do something bad, and maybe nobody saw, God saw. And we can't get away with any sin that we do, no matter what one it is. God sees and records every single sin that we do. Did you know that? So when you weren't kind to your brother or sister this morning, when you were grumpy and said, I don't want to go to Sunday school, leave me alone, God saw that. Okay, we're going to read a story. Well, I'll paraphrase the story real quick. How many of you heard the story of the children of Israel, and they went and they fought against the city of Jericho? Raise your hand. Okay, lots of people. Now, right after they won that big battle against Jericho, God gave them some instructions. Does anybody know what those instructions were? What were the instructions? Obey. The instructions were that this city was so bad, it needed to be destroyed. And that when the people went in to capture the city, they weren't to take anything from inside the city. They weren't to go in and say, ooh, this looks nice, this is a fun toy, or maybe this is some money, or maybe this was some nice shirt or pants. They weren't to take anything out of the city because it was what God called accursed because of sin. And there was a man who thought he was sneaky. His name was Achan. And he took some money and some clothes, and he went and he hid them in his tent. Now, I know that there were some people here at camp who slept in a tent. But back then, they didn't have bottoms on their tents. And he dug a hole in the ground beneath the tent, and he hid it. And nothing happened. And then the children of Israel went on to the next city. And do you know what the next city was? Who knows what the next city was? Ai, very good. That deserves a sucker. Okay, so then they went to the next city, and they had just gotten done with fighting a really big battle. And so they sent out some spies to try to find out what did they need to do in order to capture this next city. Is that a smart thing to do? Yeah. And so they sent out some spies to find out what they needed to do to capture this city. And they said, oh, it's just a small city. We just got back from a really big fight. Just send a few people, and we'll be able to take it really easily. And so that's what they did. And so the children of Israel ran, and they went to go fight against the city. And then the people of the city came out, and the children of Israel got scared and ran away. And some of them even died. That doesn't sound very good. That was a city that they should have won really easily. And so they went and they asked the Lord Jesus. At that time, it was God, because the Lord Jesus hadn't come in flesh yet. And they said, what's going on? Why did this happen? And God said, somebody here has taken that which they were not supposed to have. Somebody in your camp took something that was cursed. Somebody in camp did something bad. And they didn't know who it was. And so they had to call each person, tribe out, and then by family, and then by individual, until they found out the person who took the things that they were not supposed to have. You know, I'm sad to admit it, but I've probably taken a lot of things that I'm not supposed to have in my life. And I'm sure you probably have too. But it says, the verse this morning was, be sure your sin will find you out. And this man, he had gotten called out in front of all the people there that he did something wrong. Remember when we were singing the very first song this morning and I accidentally sang the wrong words? I got called out in front of everybody here. But thankfully, I didn't get in trouble. So as you can see, that was one story. But you know, Achan, when he took that stuff, he went from that first city, Jericho, and they kept on going on their way until they got to the next city, and it went on a good period of time. And he thought that he got away with it. And sometimes we think that when we do something wrong, and maybe nobody saw us, or we think nobody saw us, we think that we get away with it. There is a verse in Ecclesiastes, and I'm just going to summarize it. It says, because the punishment doesn't come right away, sometimes people think that it's okay to do bad. So for example, if mommy and daddy are speeding and they don't get caught every single time that they speed, sometimes they might think it's okay to speed all the time. Yeah. And sometimes when we don't get caught right away, we think it's okay to keep on doing bad. But even if we don't get caught right away, God still sees and he still records each and everything that we do, whether it's good or bad. You know, sometimes when we do something bad, it is really obvious. That's a big word. Sometimes it's really easy to see. Maybe we stole a cookie from the cookie jar, and then we have crumbs or maybe some chocolate on our face. Sometimes when we sin, it's really easy to tell we sin. And sometimes when we sin, it's not so easy. And sometimes we try to cover up what we sin, like the man in our story did. So I brought in some examples on the chairs in front of me, because what I do for my job sometimes is I find out when other people sin. You said, that doesn't look like a detective story. What I do, there's another verse in the Bible that says, he or she who covers their shin shall not prosper. Okay, who wants to know what all I have up in front? Okay, I thought I would see that. So when I deal to try to find out who does something bad, I'm looking at who spilled chemicals or something dirty in the ground. So maybe it was an oil spill. Maybe you spilled some gasoline when you're filling up your vehicle. Maybe it was a bigger plant, or maybe a chemical manufacturing facility, and maybe you spilled some drums of chemicals. And so we have different tools to look at screening things. So over here, I'll give a few things. I have a squirt bottle and a spoon. Now here, who here would think that this would help me find if you did something bad? Did you know that sometimes, depending on what you spill, if I take a scoop of dirt and I spray some water on it, I might get a sheen, maybe like a rainbow. You ever see that on the water sometimes? Or maybe you might even see some oil. And so I can scoop and I can spray some water and it uncovers. And I can see if there's anything there. Maybe I can smell it. Maybe it smells really bad. Other things that I look for is maybe it looks different. You know, sometimes when we sing a song, my heart was stained with sin. And sometimes if we spill some chemicals in the ground, they might stain the dirt. And so we can look and we can see exactly what color the dirt is. And there's a whole lot more colors in here, I promise you, than you ever knew existed. And we can see exactly what color the dirt is. And if there's any dirt that doesn't look the same, we can see if there's a different color. How many people here have seen blue dirt? Yeah. And the site I was looking on, it was because they spilled a really bad chemical called cyanide. And it turned all the dirt blue. That's not easy to hide, is it? No. And sometimes if we're looking, well, maybe we're looking in the water, and we want to see, is there something in the water? I know around here, sometimes we've heard about stuff being in the water. But there's some tests we can do for field screening, and this one will tell us if there's an acid or a base in the water, and it'll tell us the pH. We would take out a strip. You see how it has the different colors? Can you see the colors? And we would dip it in the water. And based on what color it turns, we would know if the water had changed from what it normally was, which is a pH of between 6 and 8, to something different. Okay. A bottle of dish soap. Who here would have thought that a bottle of dish soap would help me find out if somebody had sinned? You know, sometimes when you're walking around the creek or the pond, you might see a sheen or some scum on the pond, and you might think, did that come there because the plants are breaking down and creating some byproducts, or did somebody spill some oil or maybe some gasoline? And you can find out with some dish soap. Did you know that? Yeah. See, when it's just coming from the plants, it will stay in giant blocks, and it will stay in clumps. And as you take a drop of dish soap, it will go. It doesn't want to be anywhere near the dish soap. Because when we're dirty, we don't want to be near anything clean. And so that poses a problem, because if we have sin in our life, how can we be near God? He is clean. Just like the dish soap, he's clean. He cannot have any sin in his presence. And so we need to have that sin dealt with before we can get in his presence. Okay. Some of you may have been wondering, I hear this big, yellow, strange-looking thing. Maybe some of our firefighters and a few other folks know what this is. This is called a photoionization detector. That's a big word, isn't it? And what this does is it draws in air in the front through this filter into the instrument. And it has a small internal flame. Did you know that? And if there's anything bad in the air, it will cause a brighter flame inside the unit called the fluorescence. And based on that, we can tell if there's anything dirty in the ground. Because, you know, sometimes it might give off a bad smell, or maybe you smell some spilled gasoline and it has a vapor, an odor. This will tell if there's anything dirty. Should we try it? Okay. And this bag, so if we want to test it, we will put it in a sample bag, and we let it sit for a little bit. And that way, if there's any volatiles in the soil, they will come off. And sometimes when we hide our sin, it doesn't come away out right away. Sometimes, after a while, though, it's pretty clear you did something wrong, because God gave us a conscience. And so even though we think we got away with it, we still have that thought in our mind, but what if somebody finds out? Then I'm going to get in trouble. And so we let this sit for a bit, and then we check. And we put a little tip on here, and we go pop. And we draws in the air that was in the bag. And this came from the beach, and it was okay. But what if there's not? What if we have something bad? We poke it in, and we give it a few seconds, and it starts reading. Oh, it's climbing. It's climbing. Uh-oh. Then I know that even though I might not have been able to see what was in the dirt, I might not have been able to see that it was stained. I might not have been able to smell it, but it was still giving off signals that it was dirty. And this instrument was able to tell. And you know, as boys and girls, we may be able to fool mom or dad. We might be able to be really sneaky, and that way they don't know whether I did right or whether I did wrong. And so you think that you got away with it. But even if we are able to fool your mom or your dad, you can't fool God. Let's turn to a few verses in Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to all their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. In verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I have a few sheets of paper here I'll hand out. That would be a very scary thing. We had these people who had their sins that they hadn't had dealt with yet. And so when they saw God, they saw him as their judge. We were singing a song this morning that said, "Shall we gather at his coming?" And then it said, "Who are they who fear to meet him or are scared to meet God?" And it was those who love not his voice. They were still in their sins. They hadn't had their sins forgiven, and so they were scared to meet God because they met God as their judge. But did you know that if you say, ask God to forgive your sins? You know that verse I said earlier? He who covers his sins shall not prosper. Do you know the rest of that verse? But he who confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. And so we can have our sins forgiven. And if we have our sins forgiven, then we're not scared to meet God. Okay. Maybe some of you can read, maybe some of you cannot read. You know, you can fool me, you can fool your parents. And you know, there might be some dirt or some water that I look at, and I can't tell for sure if it's clean or dirty. So you know what I do when that happens? I take a sample and I send it to the lab. And then the lab will analyze that dirt or that water, and it will tell me exactly what is in that dirt or that water. And so it might come out clean. Just like if we have your sins forgiven, if you ask the Lord Jesus to wash away your sins and believe that he died on the cross to save you, if you see God, you will be clean. But if you turn it over, it says dirty. And this is a different sample we had. Who here can read some of these numbers? Maybe one of the bigger kids. Okay. What's that number? Is that too big? Let's just do that one.
2,100.
You know, sometimes when we sin, we think it was only one sin. And you know, only one sin is enough to keep us out of heaven. But often it's not just one sin. You know, the first one on here says 2,242,000. That's probably closer to where I'm at, and that's probably still a little low. But we can be thankful that the Lord Jesus can wash away our sins if we ask him. Okay, so what did we learn today? We learned that we have all sinned. We've all done something wrong. We've all done something bad. And we've learned, just like this test with the soap and the water, that the dirty stuff doesn't like the clean stuff. We've learned that if we're still in our sins, we can't come near to God. We need to have our sins forgiven. And sometimes we think that we got away with our sins because nobody else knows. But even if we're able to fool mom or dad, we can't fool God. God still sees and he records each and everything that we do. And so our verse this morning was, be sure your sin will find you out. That means even if you think you got away with it, God still saw. And just like I can send a sample to the laboratory and they can tell me, is it clean or is it dirty? If we stand before God, he's going to be able to tell. And you know, sometimes we think, well, it happened a long time ago, so clearly I'm okay. Did you know that some of the sites that I work on, they spilled something between 60 and 100 years ago? So maybe that was like your grandpa spilled something. Or your grandpa's daddy spilled something. And so we dig a boring into the ground, and we can still tell. And just because our sin might have happened a long time ago, God still sees, God still records, and we need to have that sin taken care of. You know, sometimes we think we can get away with something as we do it as a group. Maybe I did it with a bunch of my friends, and therefore it's not as bad. But that's still a sin. You know, Joseph's brothers, they all colluded. They all acted together to do something bad. And God still saw and held them accountable. And so it doesn't matter whether it's just me or if I do it with a group of people, I'm still responsible. I still have that sin that needs to be dealt with, and God sees all. You can fool me. You can fool your mom and dad, but you cannot fool God. And so you might be saying, well, okay, I have this sin. What do I do? Confess to the Lord Jesus and say, dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I sinned. I believe you died to save me. Please come in my heart and wash away my sin. And you know if you do that, you can go from dirty to clean. And so I ask you, if you leave here today after Sunday school, make sure you leave here clean, okay? Let's close in prayer. Our blessed God and Father, we just thank thee for the opportunity we have to learn how to be clean. We learn that you see everything we say and do, and we're so thankful that you sent a way that we could be forgiven of each and every bad thing that we do. We just pray that if there is anyone here who has not accepted thee as Lord and Savior and gone from dirty to clean, that they would do it today. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay.